Today on Press Pass, a look at the Fort Schuyler and Fuller Road Management Corporations, two entities which act as real estate arms of SUNY Polytechnic Institute and administer many of Governor Cuomo's economic development projects in upstate New York, including the Solar City plant in South Buffalo. While few have heard of the corporations, Charlotte Keith, through her extensive reporting for Investigative Post, has become very familiar with them. We spoke with her last week prior to the indictments issued to some of the key players in the state economic development programs.
It's kind of a curious situation where they are ostensibly private and have said they're private and for a long time held they didn't have to follow state transparency laws, but are administering sort of, you know, the biggest and flashiest state economic development project.
Okay, so they're in charge of all of this state money. How difficult was it, again, back to the idea that they're private entities then, how difficult was it to try to get information?
Well, at first, it was very difficult. Okay. This most recent story that I did was based mainly on reading hundreds and hundreds of pages of documents that Investigative Post received from them under the state Freedom of Information Law. But originally, back in 2014, when my editor, Jim Heaney, first asked Fort Schuyler for records about the Buffalo Billion, they said no. And so Investigative Post and WGRZ filed a lawsuit against Fort Schuyler. And then they sort of relented and started posting stuff on their website. And they've since been much more amenable to receiving FOI requests. But it kind of goes to the heart of this confusion over, you know, what their status is and what rules in particular they have to follow. That was sort of the biggest takeaway from this story of that. In response to one of our requests, both entities said they follow State University Research Foundation's procurement guidelines, so rules for choosing companies to do business with. They follow those rules, quote, as guidelines.
Okay.
And so what that means is they're basically saying they are not 100% bound to the same rules for doing business as state agencies or other parts of the SUNY system. So when they're choosing companies for these vast projects, you know, it's been reported already that in many cases, they've chosen companies who are the only ones to submit a bid, the only ones to submit a proposal. And in a lot of cases, they weren't advertising those opportunities particularly widely. And you can really see that in some of the documents we got back. You can see, for example, there's a company called Columbia Development based out of Albany. And on this one contract evaluation, they've drawn up a grid. They've got bidder one, bidder two, bidder three, but only one column is filled out because Columbia was the only company to respond to that contract opportunity and got the contract. And that's happened in several cases. And, you know, one reason that they've sort of been able to do business like that is because they can say they're private entities. They only follow these state rules as guidelines. And so they have a lot more flexibility when it comes to how they do business. I would say, you know, compared to other state agencies, they have unusually loose rules about how they make these kinds of decisions.
And to reiterate, they are using state money to engage in these enterprises.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's raised a lot of questions about, you know, why these entities are handling these projects across upstate when they don't have to follow the same kinds of rules. And certainly, you know, there is less accountability baked into the system when it comes to their contracting.
You're a journalist, so it's your job to find the facts and report upon them. At the same time, there are others who can offer opinions. I know you've talked to some good government groups. What are their thoughts? What are their opinions on what's happening here?
Well, they're obviously, you know, unsurprisingly, very critical of this. I think the main takeaway is that, you know, they would say having really clear procurement rules is just central to doing business as a government entity in a transparent way. And they're obviously very critical of the fact that these sort of quasi non-governmental entities are doing the public's business.
Very interesting work, Charlotte Keith. And as always, thanks very much for joining us on Press Pass.
Thanks for having me.